For as the flaming sun rose on the land, we met them in battle, calling on Lord Zeus and on Athena. Pylians and Epeii contended. I was the first to kill a man and take his horses, the spearman Mulius. He was Augeas' son-in-law, his sister, russet-haired Agamede, she who knew all medicinal herbs the wide world bears. This man I hit with my bronze-bladed spear as he came on, and he tumbled into the dust. Then I mounted his war car, and I stood amid our forward figures. The Epeii shrank away, this way and that. They saw their captain charioteer, splendid in battle, fallen. And my hour had come. I drove into them like a black storm cloud and captured 50 chariots. 2 men bit the dust alongside each, overpowered by my spear. Then, too, I would have pillaged the 2 sons of Actor and Meliones, but their true sire, who rules the wide sea and sets earth a-tremble, hid them in cloud and saved them from the war. After that, Zeus gave power into the hands of Pylians, and we pursued our enemy through all the great plain, taking many lives, amassing their fine armor, till we brought our horses to the grain land Buprasian, Olenia Rock, and the hill called Alesius. There, as Athena made our troops turn back, I killed and left my last foe. The Achaeans withdrew briskly and turned their horses' heads toward Pylos. Among gods they prayed to Zeus, to Nestor among men. So was I then, if that was I and not a dream. Not so Achilles, who alone gains by his valor. Ah, but I can prophesy his weeping after his people perish. My dear fellow, Menoetius made your duty doubly clear when he sent you from Thyre to Agamemnon. Standing inside, Odysseus and I overheard him every word so clearly. We had arrived at Peleus's great house on our recruiting journey through Achaea, and found the old soldier Menoetius there with you at Achilles' side. Then Peleus, master of horses, burned thigh bones to Zeus, lord of the lightning, in the enclosure of his court, and held a cup of smooth gold, pouring dusky wine on the burnt offerings. You two were carving, right and left, the carcass of the ox, when we two reached the entranceway.